Well, just to open it up, as you can see, this was a day for us to come out and sort of give them an idea of what it was going to be like to come out of the locker room. So we worked on that process in terms of coming out in flights, had our team warm up like we typically would do prior to a game. So this was kind of give them a feel of what the pregame was like. Then along with, we just had a battery of substitutions we went through. We wanted to, it gives you an opportunity to kind of work out a lot of the kinks prior to next Saturday. Typically the first Saturday, we always go through what we call a mock game. So we divided the teams up, still gave the units an opportunity to work together, and felt we got a lot of work done with a lot of different situations. So I'll open up for any questions.
How ready do you think they are based on what you saw today to start the preseason next week?
Well, I hope they're not ready to start it now because we got a lot of practicing to do in between, you know. But for a week away, you know, I think we certainly made some mistakes out there in terms of some of the things that we were trying to get done. But this is the time to do it. But I do think at this stage, just in terms of the timetable, I think we're right on schedule.
When you get back on Monday, how is the second week different than the first?
The only thing changes is the situations in which we utilize different things that we try and emphasize. So we have a long list of things that we want to try to make certain we get prior to the first game. So we got a lot of work cut out for us in that area. But other than the way we practice, how we practice, you're not going to see a whole lot of difference.
What would you like to count
on? Well, you know, I thought overall that the rhythm was good, our pace was good. We didn't have any delay of game penalties or anything of that nature. So that showed that the guys were able to get the plays, communicate them to their teammates in a timely manner. And I thought the pace overall was pretty good on both sides of the ball. So, you know, I thought that was encouraging.
With Calvin, is this just part of a proactive approach to his long-term health today?
Yes.
How Webster, small school guy, how was he adjusted first week of the camp? Made a play out there.
Yeah, you know, he's coming along. He's, you know, one of those guys that has a good skill level. You know, hopefully just with maturity and time, you know, get him to the point where he's able to get in there and play well consistently. But right now he's learning. But, you know, he's a very good prospect.
How is it? What's the balancing act between being a tough coach that demands a lot, but also a lot of the players were kind of, I don't want to say singing your praises, but commenting on how you fare them and you take care of them. Is that something that you had to learn over time, or is that just part of your DNA?
You know, I think we all mature over time, and we just kind of see the best way to handle different situations. This league is different than college football. I was different in college than I am, obviously, in this league. And I think because of the fact that you have to understand your surroundings, the young men that you're dealing with, they played a lot of football. And one of the things that that we try and do is be sensible about a number of different. Yeah, we can still be tough and demanding. That's not going to change. This is a tough game. You can't play it any other way. But in terms of doing things that make sense, I don't like doing things just for the sake of doing them. So we try and make certain that we look at that in every aspect of our operation.
Do you get more out of your players that way when they kind of know how you are and where they stand? Is that part of it?
You know, these guys are resilient. They can adjust and adapt to anybody as long as you are who you are. And they can deal with it. So that's what I try to be. I don't try to, you know, come in and impress anyone or make friends with anybody in terms of our team. I just function and operate the way in which we know how, the way we've always done it, and they adjust to it. So I think they do appreciate it. I speak bluntly to them and straightforward, but I do it like I would any other man.
Just to piggyback on what Jennifer said, things like practice time, you could not feel obligated to use every available minute and just get the work done.
You know, we use everything that we think is necessary, okay? And for the most part, you know, we're fairly close to what the league allows. It's just that obviously that if there's a reason to use every second, we use every second. If there's not a reason to do so, then we don't. I'll kind of go back where it gives them an opportunity to kind of feel what it's like to come out of the locker room. We send them in flights. All of the pregame operation we went through. We shortened everything, but then also went through all the different substitution patterns in terms of all of our kicking game, first team, second team, in and out with different situations with our offense and defense. And then we tried to isolate some situations toward the end of the scrimmage. But other than that, we kind of let the scrimmage go, the flow of a game, so they get accustomed to it. Who goes in, who comes out. And that's what the mock game is for. And it's kind of, you know, we always do it a week ahead of our first, it's really the first Saturday or a week ahead of our first game. And it gives us a chance to look at some things, make some adjustments where needed, but gives them a chance to feel it, what it feels like, because you can't really get that done in practice. That's why it's a great time. We try to tie it into when the officials are going to be here, NFL officials, so they give us a real, true game-like feel.
Have you had a few snap issues out there? What happened with those? What was going on?
Well, you know, for the most part, you have to be able to take a look at it on film and see exactly what the problem is. It's always more than what you think. And there's two people involved in it, so we'll certainly get to the bottom of it.
Coach, how happy are you with what Golden's been able to do so
far? You know, he's been good. I mean, he's you know, he was out for a little bit the latter part of the spring, but since he's been back this fall, you know, right at the start when we had the rookies and the injured vets, he was slow just a little bit, but since that time, he's been doing an outstanding job. You can see he's got the quickness and speed and competitiveness, and he's going to help us. Well, they haven't missed any lately, you know. So they're doing a great job. I think they're working at it. You know, they're competitive guys. They love the challenge that's presented to them, and they're doing a good job battling out there with one another.
What have you thought of Jonte Green so far, and what does he still need to work on?
You know, he made some plays out there today, which you could certainly see. He moves around well. You know, he's coming. He's one of those young corners that just I think needs some experience. But you know, but I think he's. You know, working hard to get better.
You've had Eric Ebron for a week now. What are your impressions of the way he's developed?
You know, I think there's no question with all of the things that he has to learn that he's certainly making progress. I mean, he's certainly getting better. It's a difficult position to play, like I talked about the other day, because of the fact you literally are learning four positions. And oftentimes to the untrained eye, you know, you guys have been around, so you guys know that you know, the guy lines up in so many different places that it's not an easy task. So he's getting accustomed to it. He's getting better all the time. He's grasping things a little bit better, and I see, you know, he's making plays, you know, so he's got to keep that going.
Last question,
kicking,
anyone?
With the kicking game and your appreciation for situational football, would you ever use Sam Martin in an extremely long field goal case at maybe end of game, end of half situation?
Never say never. Right? He has the ability. He has the ability. Oh, yeah. You know, we got two guys that got pretty good leg, you know, and oftentimes, you know, a few years back we had a young guy that kind of the same thing. Vinatieri was, you know, would do a lot of the long stuff, but we had a young man, McAfee, would kick the even longer things, at least attempt to. So, you know, those are throughout the league. There's been a lot of different teams that have worked through that process. We are working through some things right now. But I, like I said, never say never.